AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Republican progress on an immigration bill has stalled over questions about White House security funding and the Trump administration's new fund to compensate Trump allies who believe they were politically prosecuted.
Senate Republicans had a self-imposed deadline to pass the $70 billion bill before heading home for Memorial Day.
Y'all have a good week, guys.
But Louisiana's John Kennedy and others left the Capitol without voting.
So divided, so dysfunctional, so disorganized, are fleeing Washington.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, as Republicans sparred over adding the security funding to the bill and the compensation fund, which North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis bashed.
I mean, this is just stupid on stilts.
Is it possible on May 21st, 2026, the Republicans finally found an ethical bridge too far?
Number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin asked if he's lost control of Senate Republicans.
I don't know. I really don't know. I can tell you, I only do what's right.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump is traveling to New York's Hudson Valley to appear with Republican Representative Mike Lawler. The congressman is up for re-election in what will be one of the most closely watched House races this November. The event will focus on promoting the tax law Trump signed last year. The head of the World Health Organization says the Ebola outbreak in Congo is spreading rapidly and now poses a very high risk at the national level, adding that there are now almost 750 suspected cases and 177 suspected deaths. The U.S. stock market is heading toward an eighth straight winning week, which would be its longest such streak since 2023. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. Government meteorologists have issued their predictions for the 2026 hurricane season.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting a developing El Nino will tamp down the Atlantic hurricane season this year.
3 to 6 hurricanes with winds at or above 74 miles an hour. And 1 to 3 major hurricanes.
NOAA Administrator Neil Jacobs says the formation also leads to a 70% chance of a higher than average season in the Pacific.
El Nino increases the vertical wind shear, which disrupts the outflow at higher levels, makes it harder for development of the eastern waves coming off of Africa to strengthen into storms. However, in the central and eastern Pacific, the El Nino reduces the vertical wind shear, essentially the opposite of the Atlantic, which is why we're expecting above average season.
Jacobs says new technology, including drones and AI, is making their forecasts more accurate. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.